I get and have gotten calls from every direction. People who ask, well, you're a child psychologist, aren't you? No, no, I'm not. I'm a clinical psychologist, which means I deal with a broader range of life stuff. Well, don't you have a specialty area? I would say, yeah, I probably see more families and parents than pretty much other types of life struggles, but no, pretty much deal with the range. When I was heavily working in the clinical world, first 10, 15, 18 years of my career, I consulted to 11 school districts, juvenile courts. Routinely, I would get calls from teachers who would say, this child is giving me problems. This child is having social issues. This child's a behavior disruption. He needs counseling. Get him counseling. Now, the shrinks, in my opinion, have done a marvelous job at conveying the message that counseling can solve all manner of social individual ills. And it does help. It can help with a cooperative client, with a client who has resources, with a client willing to work at this. It can help. However, just for the moment, talking children, the research on individual counseling with children, particularly behavior problem children, is not encouraging. It doesn't work well. And this should be no surprise. You got a 9-year-old or a I've gotten referrals for 3-year-olds, counseling for 3-year-olds. What am I going to do? Okay, you want to wipe that spittle off your chin there? Good, good. Here's a sticker, spittle sticker. I believe it or not, I had a parent come in for a 2-year-old because the 2-year-old had been diagnosed ADHD by a prominent hospital and was put on medication. Age 2. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, don't digress too far here, Ray. What's the point? The point is this. You got a kid, 8 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 17 years old, who you see is struggling with life, with peers, with morals. And you think to yourself, the kid needs help. Kid needs help. Kid needs to talk to somebody. I'm not arguing that that isn't the case. The kid may desperately need to talk to somebody. What I am saying is that there's a pretty good chance it's not going to work. Now, I know that sounds funny coming from a shrink. This is the guy's life. He's saying, what am I saying? I'm saying our techniques and our approaches don't work? That's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that I long ago came to the conclusion, and I think there's plenty of research and I'll back this up, that working with children is not the way to go, for the most part. Working with adolescents is not necessarily the way to go. You got to work with the big people. Parents will call me all the time. I need to set up an appointment for my 9-year-old. What's he doing? And then oftentimes they'll give you the standard behavior stuff. And I'll say, well, I'll work with you. And then there's silence on the other end. Like, what? What? But I'm not the one with the problem. Well, we're not going to argue that for the moment, but in many cases, yes, the parent is the one with the problem. But even if they're not, they're the ones that are going to have the biggest impact on the problem. They are the ones who are going to make the changes that will improve things. You're not going to get a 9-year-old or a 12-year-old or even a 16-year-old to come into my office. Dr. Ray, I'm recognizing that I'm impulsive. And there are times when I say and do things that people would consider inappropriate and I dare say immoral. So what I'd like you to do is to help me come to grips with my own inner self and to deal with these issues, because I have really been looking at myself introspectively the last 5 years. And I realize there are a number of things in my character and my personality that do need smoothed out. I'll tell you what, if a kid came in my office and said that, I'd look at him like, what planet are you from? Are you normal? Because the truth of the matter is, not only do most kids not see a whole lot wrong with what they do, including the adolescents, but they don't really have the insight, the resources, the maturity, the morals to make a big impact on it. The environment around them, the people around them, are the ones who make the changes that then affect the child. And if a parent says to me, yeah, but it's not me, the kid's doing this, I oftentimes can say that's irrelevant. That is irrelevant because you're the one that's got to deal with the kid. You're the one who lives with him day in and day out. You're the one who's got to look at yourself, look at your family, look at your marriage, look at your discipline techniques, look at your agreement with your spouse, look at all these dynamics, look at the fact that grandma spoils him rotten. You're the one who has to look at all this and make the changes. And if you make the changes, I can't guarantee things are going to get better, but that's usually the best way to go. That provides the most chance for positive. So, if you're tempted to say, my kid needs counseling, well, that may be so. The question is not, does my kid need counseling? The question is counseling something that will benefit my child? I cannot tell you how many parents have come to my office seeking help and have told me, oh, yeah, he was in counseling for 2 years. Oh, yeah, he was in individual counseling for 6 months. Oh, yeah, he saw a therapist. I go, things get any better? Not really. It's not a shock. Doesn't mean the therapist's bad. It simply means that the kid is really not an appropriate client. You don't want therapy to oversell itself. You don't want that it holds itself up as the curative for all behavioral, social, and emotional ills at any age from 2 to 92. Because it ain't necessarily so, to quote the words of, I believe, a Duke Ellington song.